Tonight, we roll back the clock and enter the world of 1935 Bellingham. Like our world, it is filled with the same street corners, buildings, and boats, but take a turn down one of the dark alleys off Holly Street, and you could find yourself tangling with much darker things than shadows. Presenting Bellingham Terror.
Hey, David, have you heard the news?
We work at the Herald, Alex. Isn't that our job?
This is big, David. Real big.
Okay, I'll bite. What is it?
Someone has put a huge bid on the Blue Canyon mine.
That old thing? Isn't it condemned?
Exactly. So why is this aristocrat throwing cash at it like a drunken Rockefeller if it's worthless?
I have no clue. Who placed the bid?
That's just the thing. It was anonymous. Some lawyer bloke from a big fancy Seattle firm put in the bid.
Thompson and French?
That's the one.
Yeah, they're big players. I interviewed one of their junior partners during our follow-up series to the Wobbly Massacre. They're serious business.
It gets weirder.
How so?
The owners said no.
What?
Yeah. Apparently the word is that they're refusing to sell no matter the price.
Why would they want a dried up old coal mine?
Beats me. I was running all this down and our boss hauled me into his office and told me to sit on it. Sit on it. A story this big. It has everything. I can see the headline. Cantankerous farmer refuses to sell Blue Canyon mine to mysterious buyer.
First of all, that's way too long.
Yeah, I'd have to punch it up a bit.
Wait, back it up. Who owns the mine now?
Stephen Dascombe. You know the big time dairy farmer?
Yeah, I know him.
Well, after the mine went under, the First Bank of Whatcombe foreclosed on them, and Dascombe scooped it up. Would have been great, but the editor says no, and that's that. Still would have made a swell headline.
Dascombe dodges dirty deal for dig out of doom.
A touch dramatic.
Just a bit. June?
Hello, David. How's that sweet man of mine?
Puzzled with a mystery for you.
You know how we love a mystery.
We?
Not you. You find them frustrating. That was a me-wee.
Me-wee? Me-wee? Ma-wee?
You done now?
Me-wee, me-wee, wee, 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 wee.
Anyway, what were you so excited about?
Do you remember the Blue Canyon Mine, closed back in 1919?
A bit. I lived in Skagit. We still felt the effects. But everyone there out of work. We thought things were really getting tough. And that was before Hoover. Why?
Someone is trying to buy it.
Who?
No one knows, but it gets better. The society is involved.
Is that what we're calling this? The creepy, weird people?
I'm open to suggestions.
No, the society works. Okay, how's this society connected to the mine?
Dascombe bought up the mine as soon as it closed, and is now refusing to sell it. My bosses at the Herald are trying to keep it quiet.
I wonder what happened at the mine.
I think we need to know what the society has tried to bury.
And who would want to bring it into the light? Ooh, I like this mystery.
I thought you might. Now, all the money people are probably going to be as silent as an Olympia oyster, but I think most of those miners got hired at the lumber mill on Lake Whatcombe. Let's go out there and see if one of them feels like talking.
Well, I really appreciate you young folks willing to buy an old tougher like me a drink. That work would make a salmon thirsty.
Here, Steve, have a third. We just want to ask you a little bit about Blue Canyon. We understand you used to work there.
Yeah, I worked there. You sure you want to hear about that?
We want to know what it was like.
That ain't what you want to know.
It's not?
You want to know why it closed.
Well, yes, that is what we want to know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You are a pretty young lady. Listen, you have better things to do than this. You both do. There is no need for either of you to lose sleep over a story from an old man with sawdust in his bones. You have been very sweet, but I best be done. There are some things that should stay in the ground.
Please, Steve, we have to know.
You don't understand. This isn't some school project. People died down there.
Steve, someone's trying to buy the mine and reopen it.
Those fools. Those damn fools.
Help us understand what happened down there.
Okay. If But I'll warn you, it's a tale. It was 1919. The weather was hot, well, hot as it gets in Bellingham, but under the earth you could barely feel it. It was August, and McLeod and I were cracking stones on a new fork. McLeod was the dumbest son of a gun I ever knew, but he had a Scottish heart of gold.
Hey, Steve, give me a hand here.
Shoot! You're not trying to move that whole thing yourself.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm asking you. Now, if you're gonna stand there and stare at me all day, you best put on a bonnet and go out dancing.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You know what Sally said to me the other day?
What?
That I was a burly man.
So? That's a good thing, right?
Hell if I know. I mean, she's a sweet girl, but what does burly mean?
Probably just strong. Tough. Women like the men tough.
But like, rough? Heck, Steve, I don't know.
This is all great, Steve, but we're really more interested...
That's the problem with you kids these days. Always in a hurry. Not interested in the flavor of the story.
We're very sorry. Please, go on.
Anyways, it was about then that we heard the Tommyknockers.
Shoo! Run, Steve! Run!
What are Tommyknockers?
You ever wonder what happens to the boys that die in the mines? They don't float on up to heaven, no. They stick around, waiting, watching, looking out for their old buddies. When there's going to be a cave-in, they knock on the rocks with their fists, letting us know so we won't be trapped there too.
So there was a cave-in?
Yes and no.
McLeod, you okay? McLeod! Yeah! I'm here.
Get a light. You hear that? I hear water.
What?
Shut up. There's a river here. The cave-in must have punched a hole to a natural cave under the shaft here.
Here's the light.
Golly! Look at that.
You think the foreman would have known?
Foreman doesn't know. He's dangling bits from a bag of beans.
Bag of beans?
I'm keeping it appropriate. There's a lady present.
Don't hold back on my account.
Well, also Jim, the foreman back then, still works around here. It's a small town.
So what did you see?
A tunnel had opened up on a vast cavern. The light from our lantern glinted off the wet walls of the chamber, and ever so faint we could see the glint of something rippling down below.
Jesus! This is huge! You suppose that's a lake or some such down there?
Probably. Let's get the foreman. The foreman gathered the whole crew to take a look at this cavern. We didn't have time to hire a Chinaman, so they just lowered McLeod and me to the floor of the cavern to take a look.
You got your foot in there, Steve?
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Okay, let's have a look-see.
What you guys seeing down there?
Give me a minute and I'll tell you.
Looks like there's a wide river down here. Moving slow. The cavern walls are sticky, but might have some coal.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Huh. Maybe it was a fish. McLeod. Take a gander at this. Someone's carved something into the big stone up against his wall. We can't have been the first ones here.
It must open up to the outside if someone else got in here.
Maybe. It looks like this has been here for a long time. Let's see. That's a large D. And that's an A.
Over here? G. O. N. Dagon. What the hell is that?
You think it's Chinook? Jim's wife is on me. Ask him.
Hey, Jim!
Yeah?
We got some writing here. Do you know what Dagon means?
Another tremor.
Maybe just an aftershock.
What was that word?
Dagon!
What?
Dagon! What the hell is that?
It was something out of hell itself. Black scales dripping with green ichor. Reached up from the cloud with one clawed, giant hand. Quick as you can say, snapped him up. I didn't think. I just ran and ran. Dropped my lantern in fright, so I stumbled in the dark and wet, plunging headfirst into tunnel and cavern. I heard screams behind me. It seemed like an eternity I wandered in those caverns. So, finally I saw a pinprick of light ahead. I scrambled on over boulders and gravel and damp earth, and I came gasping up into starlight and stumbled home. My wife said I'd been gone for 4 days. 4 days. Felt like 4 hours. Felt like a lifetime. Next morning, I came to work, but the owner had closed the mine, laid everyone off, and sealed it. They thought I was dead. Like McCloud.
I'm so sorry.
No one talked about it after that day. What could we say? Sometimes things should stay buried.
Thank you for telling us.
I've never told anyone the whole story before. It feels good. Like a weight has been lifted.
Here, have another round on us. Thank you, Steve.
So there was something down there.
Now someone wants it reopened.
Maybe the new buyer doesn't know what he's got. But why would the society want to keep it from being sold? Aren't they all about horrifying creatures from beyond?
They seem to be about creatures they can control. This sounds like something they couldn't handle, so they sealed it up. Sealed evil in a mine. Can you imagine if that creature got out?
So you're saying this is a good thing?
Yes, the society did good.
Now that's a terrifying thought.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it? Are you defending these people? They've tried to kill us. Multiple times. They're not good people.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they can't do something that's helpful. Look, I don't like them any more than you do. When my leg isn't throbbing, it itches like crazy. I get it. But in this case, they want to keep that thing just as locked up as we do.
I know. I just hate it when the bad guys agree with me. It makes me very nervous.
Means you still have your head on straight. Come on, let's call it a night.
Good morning, David. Welcome back to work.
What makes you so happy today? House fire?
Bludgeoning. Some old duffer out in the bar near the mill got bludgeoned to death last night.
What?
Yeah, Steve Cobb. The police are interviewing suspects right now, but it looks like someone jumped him on his way home. I was just headed out. Do you want to tag along?
I'm afraid not. I've got something I need to do.
Move along, people. Move along. There's nothing to see here.
Hey, O'Malley. It's me. Let me through here.
You working the crime beat today?
Yeah. What happened? And what's with the crowd?
Looks like your standard bar fight, but now all the mill workers keep wanting to stop by and... Hey! I told you back there, buddy. We've got a crime scene here.
Mind if I just, you know, slip...
I said back there, buddy!
Yeah, sure. Do your thing.
Steve, what happened to you? Okay, looks like they got you in the front. Something big and heavy. You may be getting up there, but I bet you can handle yourself in a fight. Must have been someone you know, someone you trust. What'd they hit you with? No glass, so that rules out a bottle. Something ordinary, something in plain sight.
Mr. Phillips! Mind explaining to me what exactly you are doing at my crime scene?
Ah, hell. Police Chief Monahan, good to see you.
Cut the crap, Phillips. What are you doing here?
Just working on a story.
Then why is your colleague interviewing the bartender over there?
I'm helping.
Listen here, boy. If you think for one moment I won't arrest you and that little dish you're hanging around
with... You keep her out of this.
Oh, that boat has sailed. It sailed the moment the two of you meddled where you shouldn't belong.
Police Chief, I'm glad you're here. I've got a few... David, what are you doing here?
The editor, yeah. He had me run down here to tell you that there's been a train derailment in Acme.
Okay. Once I finish here...
Yeah, when the boss says go, you go. Wait. Maybe that's it.
Phillips, get the hell off my crimes.
Whoa there, Chief.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm gone.
This is getting heavy. I need June.
David, what are you doing here?
Someone's killed Steve.
Oh my God.
Someone must have heard us talking to him last night. Think, who was there?
I don't know. It was all old mill guys.
No one else?
Not that I can think of. Oh, poor Steve. Is his wife still around?
I didn't think to ask. I did go to the crime scene. Monahan was there, still spitting fire about that trouble up on Seaholm Hill.
That crumb can be sore till the cows come home about that.
It looks like Steve got hit with something big by someone who knew him. Someone who was able to convince him to come into the alley there by Lake Whatcom. June, I think it was the foreman.
Foreman Jim? It's a bit of a reach.
I'm open to other ideas. You know the police are just going to sweep this under the rug. Old miner dies in a bar fight. End of story.
I'll see what I can find on Jim's wife. I'll call out to the school there on the reservation. It's a small community. It won't take much digging.
Okay. In the meantime, I've got to fake a train derailment in Acme.
What?
Don't ask. I don't even know how I'm going to pull this off.
Yes, sir. Big misunderstanding at the telegram office. You see, when we said derailment, we actually meant deferment. And that's why, yes, I understand there's not actually a train there in Acme at this time.
David.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, I'll just have to take this up with Burlington Northern. Thank you. Goodbye.
Foreman Jim?
Yes?
He lives at the mine.
That's wacky.
I spoke with one of the teachers out there. She said that after his wife died, he just closed up his house on the reservation and moved into the office in the mine.
We need to make tracks. If we can get there before the police do, maybe we can get some answers.
Or give him the kiss off.
June?
Grab your gun, David.
I'm not gonna go kill a man.
Why not? He killed Steve, and we killed Grooft.
Grooft wasn't a man. Look, killing a fella is not something to be done when you're hot under the collar.
If he killed Steve, he needs to pay.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that us killing him isn't right.
Bring your gun.
June, I don't think...
Hush now. See my face? I'm agreeing with you. You're right. We shouldn't kill him. I'm just worried that the feeling may not be mutual.
Now that's a good point.
Let's go. Watch out for the wire on that fence.
Here's a hole. We can get through here.
I can't believe he lives inside the mine.
Stays cool in the summer, not too cold in the winter. There are worse places to live.
So what are you hoping to find?
Answers. Watch your step. It's dark in here.
If you want answers, you've come to the wrong place. All that's here is trouble.
Whoa, easy with that shotgun there, old man.
Old man. I could still toss you around like a piece of cotton if I wanted to. Time for you kids to get out of this tunnel. Get back in your car and drive away. This don't concern you.
Jim, of the Blue Canyon Mining Company?
Yes, ma'am. I was the foreman for the lead excavation team for 15 years, till they shut us down. Now, I'm the sole employee of the Blue Canyon Mining Company.
So you looked after the mine after it was closed to make sure no one got in?
I like my privacy.
And also so no one could let out the creature.
What creature?
Don't play dumb.
Look, I've been mighty patient with the two of you, but I think you need to leave now.
You must have heard Steve telling a story. You killed him, didn't you?
June?
Yes. Yes, I did. He was a friend of mine for 40-odd years, and I smashed his face in with a mallet.
Ah, a mallet.
God help me, I'd do it again. It was a hard time back then. Hell, we'd only been in real town for maybe 20 years. Coal companies were running wild then, pumping thousands of tons of the stuff out of the ground, and oh, Mr. Donovan was making dollars faster than they could print him with his Bellingham Bay and Eastern Railroad. Sure, there were cave-ins and cart derailments, but if you had a level head and you worked hard, not like this depression, you could actually make something happen. Steve, McLeod, all of them. We didn't know how good we had it. Then there was, well, you got to hear about the awakening from Steve. What he didn't tell you is what happened the next morning. Look, you can't lay off all my men.
I can, and I will. The investors hired me to take care of their money. And that thing, whatever it is down there, was not part of the bargain.
Well, if it's some sort of thing, can't we just blast it with dynamite? Take it out?
Too risky. There's still good value in this claim, but for someone else. Your men will find employment with other mines. The Bellingham coal mine has been doing quite well.
They may think they've got a high rock, but I've seen the coal they're hauling out of there. They got nothing but tailings. That mine's got a year, maybe two at tops.
Then you best find another line of employment, Foreman, because I got the news today. The United States Navy is switching over to oil to power their fleet.
No!
Frankly, I don't know why they bother. Oil is much more difficult to acquire than coal, but if the schoolmaster wants to endanger our national interests, that is his decision to make. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Someone's gotta watch this place. And so I did. I watched it as the other mines shut down one by one. This town used to pump coal into the world. The veins run deep in Whatcom, and now all's quiet. And I'll do anything to keep it that way. I love Steve, that old fool, but he should have kept his mouth shut. So I'm asking you, please, walk away. Pretend this never happened. Don't make me pull a bullet through your head. I don't mind bumping off an old man who had it coming, but I'd hate to make a habit of killing.
That's great, because we'd like to not make a habit of being shot at.
But what good will it do?
What?
So you plug us and ditch our bodies in the woods out here. So what?
Well, June?
Quiet, David. So you can kill us? What then? Someone will still buy the mine. Even if you turn away this buyer, someone else will come along eventually. You don't look like you have that many years left in you. How many do you want to spend like this, chained to an empty hole in the ground?
But the creature...
If the creature wanted out, it would have tried to dig its way out. Don't you see? You're guarding a ghost.
Sorry, girl, but it looks like I'll be guarding a few more.
June, Tommyknockers!
Not now!
David, did he make it out?
No, he's sealed in there. Forever.
It says here a recent landslide closed the mine. The buyer's no longer interested in a sealed mine in an unstable area.
What about Steve's murder?
Still unsolved. Poor guy, I wish we could point the police in the right direction.
Steve is at peace now. Let's let buried dogs lie.
You have been listening to Bellingham Terror, The Dweller in the Deep. Bellingham Terror is written and produced by Riley and Brynna Sweeney and edited by Elise Gowan and Eric Prochnow. Rebecca Powell is the production assistant, and Devlin Sweeney is the sound technician. The Dweller in the Deep stars Richard May, Riley Sweeney, Scott Hisdell, Brynna Sweeney, Dan Barron, Adam Gaines, Gabriel Mattson, Doug Robanser, Matt Robanser, and Ralph Schwartz. Thank you for listening to Bellingham Terror, Tales of Suspense and Mystery on 102.3 KMRE